Fatima Bey is a local business owner, professional seamstress, designer, and teacher. She's been sewing and crafting since she was about 10 years old. She's taught sewing across the Capital Region and currently teaches sewing at a couple of colleges. Fatima's charisma and design skills have resulted in Abishai, am I saying it right?
Yes.
Abishai being chosen as best of weddings by The Knot for these past two consecutive years. Abishai is also a business with a cause. Thank you for joining us, Fatima.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, how long have you been a dressmaker?
I'm a dressmaker, a seamstress. I've been sewing since I was 10 in general, but I've been doing this as my main job for 15 years.
15
collectively,
years.
Yes.
That's a
yes.
long time.
Yes, it is.
So tell me, what's the difference between a dressmaker and a tailor?
Very good question. Dressmakers, tailor, seamstress, those words are all used interchangeably in today's society. They do have different definitions on paper, but in reality, they're very often interchangeable. Seamstress is usually referred to someone who focuses on the sewing of a garment related to tailoring, and it's usually the female. The tailor is usually the male, focused on men's clothing in terms of how it's actually been used. But nowadays, you have men who are sewers. The male version of seamstress is seamster. But the terms that people don't usually use too much. I personally use the term seamstress because I encompass a designer, a sewer, and a tailor.
So how did you get into the trade?
Well, it's interesting because I never had any intention ever of rising to the top of my trade. I started off sewing, you know, like I said, when I was younger, when I was a teenager, I used to make my own clothing in high school. I just really enjoyed the creative process and enjoyed watching things put together. And then I worked at David's Bridal. And then while I was there, I started my own little side business of making home decor and, you know, home decor things, custom making them. And then I became the alteration manager over at David's Bridal. That's really what got my career started as far as professional level sewing. I did that for a number of years. I was at David's for 10 years. And then when I left there, I decided that I was going to start my own. And I've just basically excelled from there.
And so you make specialty wedding gowns? You make dresses?
I make dresses. I do a lot of alterations. But there's an increasing demand for my dressmaking skills. So that part of my business has grown tremendously in the past year, really.
Mm-hmm. And do you make clothes for men as well?
I do. I do by request. My focus is on females because that's what my background is. That's my strong suit, so to speak. So I do, you know, things for men's all the time. I tailor suits and I make things. But primarily, I like to make dresses, and I really enjoy making wedding gowns as well.
Fatima, have you had any formal education, like in schools, or is this something you picked up as a child?
You know what's so interesting about my field? The answer is almost always no. And that includes myself. I've taken maybe two sewing classes in my entire life. Most of what I have learned has come from actually doing and being around those who were my senior in that area and, you know, taught me what they knew, who had been doing it professionally for years. So you'll find that most people in my field actually don't have formal schooling. They learn by doing. Some of them are self-taught. It's a mishmash. You know, when you go to a doctor, they all know, you know, they learn the same thing in school. You're a mechanic, they have to get certified. In my field, you don't have that.
Oh, describe your business. Is it brick and mortar, or do you just work out of the house? Or
I used to work out of the house. I worked out of a converted garage when I was over in Scotia, and then I moved to a more formal location in Clifton Park, where I am now. But yeah, I work by appointment only, and my services are sewing and teaching sewing.
I see. Do you have employees, or is it just
I do now? I just recently hired a couple of people.
Excellent.
And here's an interesting fact that you didn't know: my first employee is actually my old boss from Davis Bridal.
Wow.
Yes, we both found that funny. Mm-hmm.
So listen, I have a question. Is it true that being dressed to the nines comes from back in the medieval days, that if you had a full yard of 9 yards of material, that meant you were dressed to the nine?
The interesting thing about that is that no one can give you a definitive answer, yes or no. The likelihood is yes. It actually, the first time it showed up was somewhere in the 1700s in Scotland. I don't even remember what the phrase was, but it was used back then, and it always referred to, you know, perfection. And the idea behind it being 9 yards of fabric was the yardage at the time, and not everybody could afford that. There's a high likelihood that there's a lot of truth to that.
I remember hearing that when I was a kid. You know, my grandmother say, "Oh, she's dressed to the nine," or "He's dressed to the nine." So yeah, I figured you would know. So tell me, do you have any special events or any special services that you offer at your location?
Oh yeah. In terms of special events, I actually have one coming up this Wednesday. I'm going to be at a baby expo. most people don't know this, but I actually used to manage a maternity store, so I know a lot about baby and maternity items. But I'm going to be there, and primarily I'll be selling my services. I'm not just selling a bunch of baby stuff. There's other people there for that. But I actually enjoy making heirloom items, and I've done it plenty. So I can take, you know, your grandmother's old clothing or something and turn it into a baby quilt.
Wow.
And things like that. And in terms of services, I offer wedding gown, preservation, and cleaning. What they get with me is, instead of going to, most of the time, I don't know if you know this, but most people, when they get their wedding gown preserved, they send it away to some mail order place where they don't see any humans or talk to anybody. And they just send it away and hope it comes back looking good in a sealed up box. And they don't know what's in it for another 20 years until they open it. But with me, they can actually come to a local person. I work with a local dry cleaner, and you can get, you have a local person who's responsible for it. You can come to and talk to and ask questions.
With the 30 seconds we have left, can you tell our listeners your contact information, where your business is located, Facebook page, however you want people to reach out to you?
On Facebook, it's My Abishai, M is Mary, YABISHI. And my website is myabishai.com. The phone number is 518-635-3193.
Well, thank you, Fatima. And that was Fatima Bey of Abishai talking about the all things dressmaking.